The Speech Communication Process.
As you begin your first speeches, you may find it helpful to understand what goes on when one person talks to another. Regardless of the kind of speech communication involved, there are 7 elements: speaker, message, channel, listener, feedback, interference, and situation. Here we shall focus on how these elements interact when a public speaker addresses an audience.
Speaker.
Speech communication begins with a speaker. If you pick up the telephone and call a friend, you are acting as a speaker. Of course, you will also act as a listener when your friend is talking. In public speaking, you will usually present your entire speech without interruption.
Message.
Your goal in public speaking is to have your intended message be the message that is actually communicated. Achieving this depends both on what you say, the verbal message, and on how you say it, the nonverbal message. Besides the message you send with words, you send a message with your tone of voice, appearance, gestures, facial expression, and eye contact. One of your jobs as a speaker is to make sure your nonverbal message does not distract from your verbal message.
Channel.
The channel is the means by which a message is communicated. Public speakers may use one or more of several channels, each of which will affect the message received by the audience. Consider a speech to Congress by the President of the United States. The speech is carried to the nation by the channels of radio and television. For the radio audience, the message is conveyed entirely by the President's voice. They can hear him, but they can't see him. For the television audience, the message is conveyed by both the President's voice and the televised image of the President and his surroundings. The people in Congress have a more direct channel. They not only hear the President's voice as amplified through a microphone, but they see him and the setting firsthand. In a public speaking class, your channel is the most direct of all. Your classmates will see you and hear you without any electronic intervention.
Listener.
The listener is the person who receives the communicated message. Without a listener, there is no communication. In public speaking, you will have many listeners. Everything a speaker says is filtered through a listener's frame of reference, the total of his or her knowledge, experience, goals, values, and attitudes. Because a speaker and a listener are different people, they can never have exactly the same frame of reference. And because a listener's frame of reference can never be exactly the same as a speaker's, the meaning of a message will never be exactly the same to a listener as to a speaker. Because people have different frames of reference, a public speaker must take great care to adapt the message to the particular audience being addressed. To be an effective speaker, you must be audience-centered. You must do everything in your speech with your audience in mind. You cannot assume that listeners will be interested in what you have to say. You must understand their point of view as you prepare the speech, and you must work to get them involved. You will quickly lose your listener's attention if your presentation is either too basic or too sophisticated. You will also lose your audience if you do not relate to their experience, interests, knowledge, and values. When you make a speech that causes listeners to say, "That is important to me," you will almost always be successful.
Feedback.
When the President addresses the nation on television, he is engaged in one-way communication. You can talk back to the television set, but the President won't hear you. Most situations, however, involve two-way communication. Your listeners don't simply absorb your message like human sponges. They send back messages of their own. These messages are called feedback. For example, when you phone your friend to say you will be late, you may hear, "Oh, no, you don't. I don't care what your problem is. You get here on time." That is feedback. This kind of verbal give and take is unusual in public speaking. Still, there is always plenty of feedback to let you know how your message is being received. Do your listeners lean forward in their seats as if paying close attention? Do they applaud in approval? Do they laugh at your jokes? Do they have quizzical looks on their faces? Do they shuffle their feet and gaze at the clock? The message sent by these reactions could be, I am fascinated. I am bored. I agree with you. I don't agree with you. Or any number of others. As a speaker, you need to be alert to these reactions and adjust your message accordingly.
Interference.
Interference is anything that impedes the communication of a message. In public speaking, there are two kinds of interference. One, like the static or crossed wires in a phone conversation, is external to the audience. Many classrooms are subject to this kind of interference, from traffic outside the building, the clatter of a radiator, students conversing in the hall, a room that is stifling hot or freezing cold. Any of these can distract your listeners from what you are saying. A second kind of interference is internal and comes from within your audience rather than from the outside. Perhaps one of your listeners has a bad mosquito bite or a patch of poison ivy. She may be so distracted by the itch that she doesn't pay attention to your speech. Another listener could be worrying about a test coming up in the next class period, yet another could be brooding about an argument he had with his girlfriend. As a speaker, you must try to hold your listener's attention despite these various kinds of interference. In the chapters that follow, you will find many ways to do this.
Situation.
The situation is the time and place in which a speech communication occurs. Conversation always takes place in a certain situation. Sometimes the situation helps, as when you propose marriage over an intimate candlelight dinner. Other times it may hurt, as when you try to speak words of love in competition with a blaring stereo. When you have to talk with someone about a touchy issue, you usually wait until the situation is just right. Public speakers must also be alert to the situation. Certain occasions, funerals, church services, graduation ceremonies, require certain kinds of speeches. Physical setting is also important. It makes a great deal of difference whether a speech is presented indoors or out, in a small classroom or in a gymnasium, to a densely packed crowd or to a handful of scattered souls. When you adjust to the situation of a public speech, you are only doing on a larger scale what you do every day in conversation.